Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 145 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, June 28th, 2012, more relaxed with my pre-existing conditions than ever before. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
If you didn't know it, Thursday night is the beginning of my weekend. That's why we always start the broadcast, or try to, with a little celebratory cheer.
There is just one Schlitz, yeah, yeah. Nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer, Schlitz.
You know, we're saving these bottle caps for little Daniel Fontana. I hope he's still interested in those, because I had quite a pile going, and it'd be kind of funny if I tried to get them to him and he didn't care about them anymore, which is entirely possible, because when I was a young bottle cap collector, there came a point when I didn't care anymore. Well, we won't discuss what that reason was, why I lost interest in bottle caps. Maybe I discovered something else. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, you know, it's hotter than hell here in the area where the Hinky Dinky Time radio complex is. And let me have a sip of this beer. That was feedback. And feel free to email me your feedback. Save it in a WAV file and attach it to a piece of email, and I'll listen to it. Yeah, it's hotter than hell in this area, and I mean, that's not an expression. It is hotter here than it is in hell. It was 106 today, and if you were outside, there was only one thing you wanted to be, and that was in the shade. Shipley from the Down in L.A. album, and Dreamin' in the Shade right now, doing it.
Gee, but it's great to be back home. Home is where I wanna be. I've been on the road so long, my friend, and if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story. Sheriff said to me, tell me what you come here for, boy, you better get your bags and flee. You're in trouble, boy, and now you're heading into war. It's the same old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
A passing to pay attention to. Donna Grotti passed away at the age of 68 after a valiant battle with cancer. Who is Donna Grotti? Well, you know him as Don Grady. He played Robbie Douglas on the television series, the long-running television series My Three Sons, and he was quite the accomplished musician. He had a number of teen-oriented singles that he released between about 1964 and 1966. When he was a young heartthrob. Then he was the drummer for a band, a nice sunshine pop band called The Yellow Balloon. Later on, in 1973, he released a very interesting solo album called Homegrown. And from that album, courtesy of my friend Larry Grogan, the host of the wonderful Iron Leg and the Funky 16 Corners blogs for you music blog fans. He's also a fellow Viva Radio DJ. Let me talk to you about Viva Radio a little later long in the show. Wow. Donna Grotti from the Homegrown album Protoplasm Blues. I don't know if this is good blues tape. I just don't know.
1, 2, 3. Dying in the morning, pumping coffee in my belly. There's a house fly swarming, wants to get my toast and jelly. And the morning's gone, time to go down and write a song. The hounds are feeding and the alley cats are breeding. House late is cleaning and I'm looking for a meaning to turn me on. Last night go out, someone said let's blow out. Everybody do it, Rudy tootin' hoop de loo it, and we'll jump and shout. Isn't that what it's all about? Look and see how everybody's free now. What good is the laughter when Lord the morning after nearly wipes you out? Bad news, it's the protoplasm blues, and they're here to amuse me, here to comfort.
don't come easy when there's nothing here to please me. Watching human races and feeling that my place is the end of the line. Stopping, but just when you're on top of it, you fall right in. And that's the way that it's always been, at least with me. The feeling changes, the setup rearranges. One thing that's the same is you play it as a game, or you'll never know.
The first time I heard that record too, Larry told me that was a track that I'd find a little Nilsson-esque, and I agree with him. I really do. That was Protoplasm Blues by the late Don Grady, or Donna Grady as he was born. Tate, I hope this is a little bit more what you had in mind, asking for some good blues from Spirit in the Room, the recent release by Sir Tom Jones. This is Sir Tom Jones.
The stones grow up like trees. From the mountain comes a soul, and the stones grow up like trees. All blues hail Mary with her roses, but you're their masterpiece. Cut away. our feet cannot tramp down. The limb of every hanging tree, the time left hanging down. All blue sing that love is life, not glory, and a story, not a crown. I won't be death's sad trophy now, while I still lie awake. Won't be death's sad trophy now, while I still lie awake. All blue say love, love and death and you, and the chance is yet to take. How dark this bit of light so late that falls across your breast. How dark this bit of light so late that falls across your breast. All blues and the grace by God, and I will have to learn the rest.
I'd like to welcome my friend Larry Grogan to the StickCam chat room. I it might be the first time he's joined us. I'm quite giddy to have Larry in the room listening to the program. Welcome, my friend. Wow. What can be said? What can be said? From the 80s, a place we don't often go. Of course, this is The Art of Noise. We're getting close to the edit. Get with it.
To the edge. with my love, close to the edge.
What happened there? You know, that was Art of Noise, Close to the Edit. Because Larry's in the room and tuned into the program, and he is Mr. Crate Digger, that makes him Mr. Vinyl. I'm going to play a little vinyl right now. An artist I know that he and I both share an affinity for. This is Mr. Paul Williams and his version of a song that was a big hit for somebody else. Yeah. Mute button. I ain't DJing no dances.
This time it's here, there was somebody's dream. Billboard horizons as black as the sea. Four level highways across the land. We're building a home for the family of man. Moving the mountains that got in our way. Prayer books and meetings to find a plan. Deciding the fate of the family of man. And it's on. Whatever are we coming to? Yes, it's on.
With my faith in my country strengthened more than I can recently recall at around 10:15 Eastern Standard Time this morning, and with the 4th of July coming up just next Wednesday, I don't know how better to celebrate my freedom, your freedom, and my idea of freedom with than with bread.
knowing about people. You gotta reach them, sit them right down. Then you gotta teach them about freedom. You gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it.
Like every week, you're dying to know what was the number 40 song this week 40 years ago on the Big Ten Super CFL survey in the greater Chicago area. Well, it's this song by this artist that I've never heard or heard of before, which is exciting for me. This is the English Congregation and Jezahel. Ooh, it's from vinyl. change. During the fade, that's Jezahel by the English Congregation, a band I know absolutely nothing about.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, in our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior, on his way to his grandmother's house to deliver a basket of groceries and TV guide, was challenged to a race by a very strange young woman he encountered in the woods.
What did you say your name was again?
They call me the Bear Lady. That's B-E-A-R.
I know, Bear as in Yogi.
That's right.
But you're not.
Oh, no.
I didn't think so.
No.
Have you ever met him?
No.
I have his picture on my bedroom wall.
Why don't you just concentrate on the race?
Okay. Hey.
Yes?
How come I'm all out of breath from running and you're not?
Because I'm not running.
How come?
Because we haven't started the race yet.
Oh, boy. I didn't know that. What am I doing?
For the past 5 minutes, you've been pumping your legs up and down.
Boy, go figure me out. I don't know why I do things like
Let's go.
Right.
On your mark. Get set.
You see my mark anywhere?
Go!
I'll use yours.
And with those words, the wonderful white-winged warrior, basket of groceries and TV guide in hand, plunges straight into the dense forest. However, the strange young woman has a long lead, and she races far ahead of the winged warrior with her dazzling leaping, running, jumping, and cavorting.
Boy, for a girl, she's a pretty good cavorter.
And several days later...
Well, here I am at my grandmother's house. Hi, hungry grandmother.
Hello there, big chicken.
Funny thing, she looks a lot better hungry than she does filled up.
What have you got in that basket, grandson?
Groceries and... You're not my grandmother.
How did you ever guess?
Grandma doesn't wear a bikini.
That's right, foolish fowl, and I want those groceries.
What if I say no?
Then I'll scratch your eyes out.
Anything else?
And kick you in the chins.
Have some groceries.
Thanks.
That's the trouble with the girls, they don't fight fair.
Well... If the bikini-wearing, grocery-demanding bear lady has replaced grandmother... Where's the old lady? Is she too cavorting in the forest? I don't think so. Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
You know, I'll take this opportunity to talk a little bit about my Viva Radio program that I seldom even mention on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. It's produced in advance. It's not live and cool like this one, but it's on every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And that's 8 p.m. wherever you are because of the magic of the Viva Radio servers. You don't have to worry about what time zone you're in. My friend Larry has got a fine program, Funky 16 Corners Radio, Friday nights at 9 p.m., in addition to his most excellent blogs. This next Wednesday, being the 4th of July, there's a chance it could be a theme show. But don't tell anybody I told you that.
Birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why can't my dream come true? Oh, why? Standing sometime, strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why won't that sun? Cloud with too much rain. We're
trembling question. Still I am sure that the answer's gonna come somehow.
Eblis working it. I mean, really working it. You gotta love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Elvis. You are welcome.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
Dusty Springfield with what is probably my favorite version of How Can I Be Sure, and with what's probably also my favorite version of River Deep, Mountain High. This is the Supremes and the Box Tops.
Oh,
You know, last week on the program, I misspoke. I said that Dad and Sherry were out in the San Francisco Bay Area, and that Thursday night they weren't tuned into the program because they were hearing my Uncle Jim play baritone sax with the Junius Courtney Band at Yoshi's in Berkeley. But I believe that's happening tonight. And since they're out in the bars in the Bay Area tonight, this goes out to them because I know Pop will hear this on the archive.
I'm always drunk in San Francisco. I always stay out of my mind. But if you've been to San Francisco, they say that things like this go on all the time. It never happens nowhere else. Maybe it's the air. Can't really And what's more, I don't care. I'm always drunk in San Francisco. I'm never feeling any pain. But tell me, why does San Francisco just like a lover's kiss go straight to my brain? I guess it's just the mood I'm in that acts like alcohol, because I'm drunk in San Francisco and
lovely Miss Dinah Washington, and I'm always drunk in San Francisco. And out in the Bay Area this weekend, my dad and my stepmom are visiting family, including my brother and his family. My brother turned 48 years old yesterday. Sorry, I couldn't be there. Glad my dad could be out there for that. I'm looking forward to spending some time with my dad and my brother in just a couple of weeks. We're making the great pilgrimage to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, and I'm very excited about doing that with them. For my brother right now, while I'm doing dedication, something that was once his favorite song in the whole world.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away.
but it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady is the sea." Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but
girl.
My life, my love, and my lady is the same.
Good, 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 good,
good. Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but
girl.
My life, my love, and my lady.
I'm informed they were Rutgers students when they formed that band from New Brunswick, New Jersey. That was The Looking Glass and Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, going out as a belated birthday greeting to my brother, Jamie. Hope you had a great birthday. We haven't really done much country and western. In fact, we haven't done any country and western on the program tonight. We're about to amend that error with one of my favorite artists, Mr. Tom T. Hall from 1970.
Summer comes laughing to strawberry farms. Have you ever been there where the wind never blows? Summer comes early to strawberry farms. Oh, the sun always shines, but an orphan. My mother is dead. She doesn't care where I go. My father left a long, long time ago. I had me a frog. He never whined or cried. I kept him in my pocket and he died. Summer comes laughing to strawberry farm. Have you ever been there where the wind never blows? Summer comes early to strawberry farm. Oh, the sun always shines, but an orchard. Bobby had a brother. He got killed in the war. I asked him, but he didn't know what for. My mother was pretty. She had long black hair. Once she promised me a teddy bear. Summer comes laughing to strawberry farm. Have you ever been there where the wind never blows? Summer comes early to strawberry farm. Oh, the sun always shines and things don't die.
Tom T. Hall and Strawberry Farms. I wish posterity was kinder to Tom, because I think he's a really fine songwriter. I'm a big fan of his records. Another guy that you don't hear a lot of, at least not on any place I listen. I guess I don't listen to enough oldies radio, or I don't know where they'd play it. He was huge for a Canadian, and I still like him.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream, I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, seen better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Times I love best, I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you've seen better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen the better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Carefree highway, you've seen better days, the morning after blue, from my head down to my shoe. Carefree highway, slip away on you.
A little Gordon Lightfoot from the Carefree Highway. We're going to squeeze in couple short ones, even though we're really much pretty much to the bottom of the hour, but I'm having a good time, and there's a couple things I wanted to hear tonight and share tonight. First of all, a couple of great, actually they're both from really, really great producers, writers, and vocal arrangers. This is, of course, the Mamas and the Papas, and thank you, Mr. Papa John Phillips.
For some
I make no secret of the fact that I have decidedly mixed feelings about the Beach Boys. There are some wonderful attributes of that musical conglomeration, and some not so wonderful ones. But there are, you know, for as many songs that they are, that they're known for, that I'm not really that interested in hearing, there are some that I never grow tired of.
Hi, little girl, it's me. Don't you know who I am? I met you last summer when I came up to stay with my friend. I'm the guy who left you with tears in his eyes. You didn't answer my letter, so I figured it was just a lie. Your hair is getting long and your shorts, they sure feel real fine. I'll bet you went out every night during the school time. But this time I'm not gonna count on you. I'll see you this summer and forget you when I go back to school. Girl, don't tell me you're right. Up to stay with my friend. Said I'm the guy who left you with tears in his eyes. You didn't answer my letter, so I figured it was just a lie. Girl, don't tell me you're right. Girl, don't tell me you're right. Girl, don't tell me you're right. Be again this.
You don't have to write me again, but I'd like you to show up. Same bat time, same bat channel. I said that last week. Got to cut that out. Next week, Thursday night at 8:30 Central Time. That would be 9:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time. And what would that be? 6:30 on the West Coast for all of my West Coast listeners. For another fine program, I have so much fun spinning records and MP3s. Scratched and flipped MP3s for you folks. But hey, it's time. It's time to go. Thanks for hanging with me. We're going to say goodnight right now. And if you missed any part of the broadcast, stick around for the rebroadcast that'll happen as soon as I can make it happen. Right now. What the heck? Click that. Oh!
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?